The hour is now 11:30 here. Chief O'Reilly, is there anything in the fisheries agenda that we could address before the lunch hour? Or is Dr. Orth present?
Expect Dr. Orth around 1 o'clock.
Okay.
And we certainly have one item, and that is the report on fish pots, which was requested several months ago, and Mr. Cimino can make that presentation if that's acceptable.
That would be great.
The origins of this go back a ways. The due diligence staff, two staff members that worked on this and then left fisheries, so.
I hope you're not implying a cause and effect there, Mr. Cimino, because
we're not going to
let you go anywhere.
I want to explain we've been hard at work on this. So a little background on this. This came about as an issue that law enforcement brought to us. They were seeing more and more pots in the water in the main stem of the bay, and it was a mix of crab and fish pots. And as they pulled up some of these pots, they noticed that they were all designed like fish pots. They were all designed like crab pots and all being fished like fish pots. And it appeared to them to be a way to get around the max limit of crab pots that are being fished. Fisheries management staff working with law enforcement found that the easiest solution that we could find without preventing someone from being able to fish both is to at least put a cap on the amount of fish pots that could be set when an individual also had crab pots set. And we did that in February of 2015, and that is in 4 VAC 270. When we did that, we also put in a couple exemptions, one being that fish pots uprivers of certain areas, and I'll show that in a map, were not subject to the cap. Legally licensed eel pots were not subject to the cap, and fish pots that were constructed with mesh size less than 1 inch, or what's typically known as a minnow pot, would also be exempt since they weren't crab pots in disguise. During that public hearing, we did have an individual come before the commission and ask about an exemption for hoop pots as well. And so that's part of this report as well. So for fish pots, our mandatory harvest reporting shows landings of over 40 different species. Some of the target species are listed there, and then some of the highest harvests by pounds are listed in the table, and you can see that's dominated by catfish, blue cats, and all other catfish. And in fact, when we got into in the field with some of these individuals, we noticed that the vast majority of that catfish harvest is actually coming from hoop nets. And I'll show you the design of the hoop net in a minute. Let's take a look at that right now. Okay, so this is where a lot of these the fish pot harvest is coming from. So one of the things that staff has done in order to get us a little more information on this is to reach out to all the individuals with fish pot licenses and explain that we've actually made a change in mandatory reporting that now allows them to report from hoop nets. So we will be getting a better idea of who's fishing what. Okay. We currently have specifications on what a fish pot can and can't be for three species. These specifications are within these specific species regulations. And we have found that really that's how a lot of other states are handling a definition of a fish pot as well. When they have a requirement for a certain species, that is added to those requirements for the harvest of that species. Some have gone so far as to then just define a generic fish pot as anything that isn't, by exclusion, anything that isn't one of those other fish pots is defined as a generic fish pot. Excuse the cell phone shop, but we tried to just get in one of the shops that we were at, an idea of the variety of pots that are out there. So, you know, I don't think staff has come any closer to being able to provide a definition for a fish pot that wouldn't potentially impact some of these people in the traditional way that they've been doing this. Because unless we're find an easy middle ground for a very broad definition of a fish pot, there's the potential that, you know, some folks are really going to be forced to change their gear to get legal again. So we didn't have great success in coming up with a definition as I managed it. As I mentioned, it seems that a lot of other states are in the same situation. When they have a specific issue, they address that specific issue, and then the rest is kind of left unsaid. And again, this it goes to the not only this the target species, which can be very different, but really the areas they're working as well plays into the challenges here. So getting back specifically to the hoop net and the consideration that this individual had asked for, we did go out with a couple individuals using these hoop nets for catfish. And we do see some potential that this makes sense, that it would be part of the exemption. So in 270, in the crab regulation, the exemptions that are written in are listed 1, 2, and 3. And the markers you see here are the upriver areas that are referenced in the first exemption. So fish pots up above those areas are not subject to a cap for an individual that's fishing crab pots. Legally licensed eel pots are also an exemption. They're not part of the cap. And if the fish pot is constructed of less than 1-inch mesh, it's already exempt. And again, we do see some value in including a hoop net exemption, although really this is probably something that both our Finfish Management Advisory Committee and our Crab Management Advisory Committee should get another crack at, it, even though we have discussed this to some extent, not since all of our field work has taken place. And we have some pictures of the hoop nets. So we do know that the individuals are fishing oftentimes more than 30 hoop nets. They are fishing below the areas of the exemption. So as I mentioned, it does seem to make sense to continue down the line of an exemption for these individuals. That's all I have. I moved through it quickly if there's any questions.
Questions from the commission. What's the next step, Mr. Semino?
Well, I just...
Mr. Erskine.
So I guess there's nothing coming out of the specific for fish pots. The research was done, but you're maybe recommending that it go back to the advisory committees.
Yes,
for the hoop net specifically.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. I think that's a solvable problem. I think getting to a definition of a fish pot that isn't going to have an unintentional negative impact, it would be difficult and would take a lot more work. So.
Okay. Thank you.
Your question was my question.
Yes, sir.
Any other questions, comments from the commission? Thank you for the work that you and former fishery staff did out in the field before she moved over to Habitat.